Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, America, and all the ships at sea. Let's go to computers. This is Soundbites, and I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Rob Linton is on the buttons, and we're taking your calls at the numbers you just heard. Before we do that, however, we are going to get to the news, and we'll start with Steve.
We have a security risk on the Macintosh, kind of a novel experience for us. for those of you that are aware, starting with System 9 a couple years ago now, there's been an automatic software update control panel that will check Apple servers to see if any of the system software has been updated. Apparently news is coming out this week that a couple of crackers have figured out a way to spoof the Apple server names, and your control panel could go to them instead of Apple, and you could potentially download whatever viruses and Trojan horses and malicious code they want to piggyback into the system. It's the same sort of update that Microsoft uses, except Microsoft uses a website, Apple uses a program, so it's similar concerns for both of them, but apparently now someone decided to actually target the Macintosh. So it's a security update is being prepared by Apple. In fact, it might even have been released this morning. I was checking the news before I came down to the station, and a security update was released, but I haven't seen what it fixes yet. So keep an eye on your software update control panel, and in fact, possibly go to Apple's website, apple.com/downloads, to download the software update manually instead of using the control panel for a while.
So, as with the PC, as with every operating system, you need to be security conscious and watch out for updates.
Right.
Very nice. Dave?
Microsoft has found a problem. They were going to do a Service Pack 3 for Windows 2000, and it was supposed to be, matter of fact, coming out next Thursday, but they've now knocked it back to sometime this summer. Evidently, there is a problem in the Microsoft installer. There were plans to maybe go back to Microsoft Installer 1.1, but the folks there at Microsoft are saying, no, let's not go backwards because we've got a lot of features that are in Installer 2.0, which will make it cleaner and faster, but until they can get it right, they don't want to put it out there and cause more headaches. So they're going to wait until a little later on this summer, which isn't really that long. I mean, you know, right, probably by next month or September the most, folks. So it's better to wait than to cause a lot of headaches for folks.
And speaking of headaches for folks, well, there have been a couple more bugs found in Outlook and IE. This, of course, I know, unbelievable, isn't it? This relates to our poll that we'll talk about later. Danish security researcher warned users of Microsoft's Internet Explorer, Outlook, and Outlook Express applications that a recently discovered software flaw could leave their system open to malicious code carried on web pages or in emails. HTML objects embedded in web pages and emails could carry code that allows an attacker to check out victims' cookie files, read their documents, and execute programs on their computers. The bug, which is known as a cross-domain scripting flaw, was discovered on June 25th, and Microsoft is in the process of putting a patch together now. So be careful of where you go until that patch is out. In addition, those of you who are using they're the people who issued the warning. Network Associates, pretty good privacy plugin for Outlook. There is a vulnerability in that add-on that could let attackers execute malicious software on a victim's computer. Network Associates has released a patch for the problem that was out last Wednesday. So if you are using PGP with Outlook, you need to download that patch immediately. If you are using Outlook or Internet Explorer or Outlook Express, be very careful of where you go and what you do until Microsoft patches the system itself, which I'm sure will come through the automatic update. We're going to go to the phones now at, 222-1180. If you're outside the 585 area code, it's the Choice 1 toll-free line at 800-295-1180. And if you're a Verizon wireless customer, it's star 1180. And our first caller is Gary from Greece. Welcome, Gary. What's your question?
Hi. I'd like to know what causes a boot disk error when I first put the machine on.
Boot disk error could be a...
an error on your boot disk.
Yeah. Or,
thank you, Steve. And that's why we're making these
amazing, frankly. What specifics? That's another question.
It could be an indication that you're starting to have problems with the hard drive.
Okay.
Or the controller, but
yeah, most
it's
likely
more likely
the
hard drive.
Most likely the hard drive. If you've got a bootable disk, what you might want to try to do is put that in, get it up to the A prompt, and type... SYS space C colon to it'll copy the hidden files from that floppy to your hard drive. The other command that you might want to try typing is fdisk space /MBR. That's Michael Baker Romeo, and that will more or less, if there is an issue with the boot sector, it'll patch that. It stands for a master boot record.
If that doesn't happen, then the problem is more likely a hardware problem. It could be that your controller card has a problem and doesn't work until it heats up, or it could be a spin-up problem with
there's
the hard
one
drive
other,
itself.
There's a third part, though. Once he's done, you do that. The third part, then, is copy the command.com file from the floppy drive to the C drive. So try those three things, and then, like I say, if that doesn't work, then you got to go to what Nick said.
Right.
It's also possible that there might be a boot sector virus activating. There are several viruses that infect your boot sector and eventually can prevent you from booting and infect
I had one in today,
hard drive.
But at least it got into it. But, there was a boot sector virus that we had to literally create a boot disk and clean it out.
At any rate, those are the things to try, Gary.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's longest-running and greatest computer calling show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
This is Bob Brenna Jr. from the law firm of Brenna & Brenna, reminding you to tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the Brenna & Brenna Law Firm here on WHAM.
This is health and fitness reporter Liz Bonus. And if you need to watch what you put in your mouth and get in shape for spring, pick up a copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter. Those are free, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printing.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, available at Thelma's Mastectomy Boutique, Park Avenue, the Kraft Antique Co-op, Westridge Road in Greece, Fonte Surgical Supply on Portland Avenue, Dr. Louis Catapano at Brighton Campus Chiropractors on West Henrietta Road, Palmer's Fresh Seafood, Jefferson Road, Rochester Clinical Research, Unity Health Systems, Women's Health Services at Wellstream, and the Vitamin and Card Outlet, Baytown Plaza, Webster.
Dick Clark here for Nuvim. That's N-U-V-I-M, the revolutionary new dietary supplement. You know, I drink my Nuvim every day to help build my immune system, support muscle flexibility, and promote sturdy joints. Now, I asked you to tell me why you like Nuvim, and here's what I heard.
I'm an oral surgeon, and I want to tell you that the micronutrients in Nuvim are very beneficial for general health.
Instead of having the cookies that are in the cookie jar, I actually like to have a glass of Nuvim to satisfy my sweet tooth.
Nuvim's lactose-free, fat-free, cholesterol-free, caffeine-free. It helps your muscles, it helps your joints. Why not try it?
Call 1-866-90-NUVIM. Tell us what Nuvim has done for you. If we use your comments, you could win a 45-day supply of Nuvim. In the meantime, look for Nuvim in the refrigerated juice section of supermarkets and convenience stores. Be healthy and energetic. Drink Nuvim. You'll love how you feel.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge coolants water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you. It's what you can do to your computer.
One of the following statements is untrue. More people visit eBay Motors in a month than live in the state of Colorado. People usually get a better deal when they sell a car on eBay Motors. Cars covered by the eBay Assurance Program get a free limited warranty and purchase insurance. I have the head of an ox and the legs of a billy goat. To find out which of the preceding statements is untrue, log on to www.ebaymotors.com. eBay Motors. Happy hunting.
Is drinking powdered fiber for regularity making you sing the blues?
Regularity is my problem. Take that powdered fiber stuff. I swirled it round inside my glass. But it's looking pretty rough. I got the blues!
Why not try FiberCon tablets with a refreshing glass of water instead? FiberCon's easier to take than powder and just as effective.
Thanks, FiberCon, you're refreshingly easy to take.
Compared to psyllium powders, use only as directed.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. $50,000 watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Where? Oh, right here. I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Radisson Rob Litton is on the buttons. Ew. And the lovely Amelia Rose Francesco reminded me to thank our best friends in the whole world.
Hi.
Our best friends in the whole world, Bill Gray's, for the delicious,
fantastic food.
The world's greatest cheeseburger for the world's greatest computer show.
And
it's a match made downstairs in the kitchen somewhere.
Thank goodness there's no smell-o-vision on this show.
That's right, because you people would be salivating. In the meantime, we're going back to the phones, and we're going to speak to Chris from Lima. Welcome, Chris. What's your question?
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for your question.
I'm trying to want to know how to make an AVR and MPEG into a video disc that'll play on a DVD player, and what software there is out there for it.
Well, there's two. Well, the software is the big key. You need to convert it into a VCD format to save onto a CD-ROM to play on a DVD, or it has to be
assuming that the DVD will play the format. Newer not all of them do.
Right, newer DVDs can play VCD format, or it needs to be saved as an MPEG 2, saved on a DVD-ROM to play on a DVD
player
system.
So, do you have a DVD player? Recorder.
Yeah, I have one at my house.
A DVD recorder?
No, I don't. I have a DVD player.
No, you see, you need
to have the burner.
In order to make a real DVD, you need a DVD recorder.
Okay.
Like you have a CD recorder in your computer, you need a DVD recorder in your computer. That usually comes with software.
Yes.
To do the job. But you can't. You have to actually have a DVD recorder, which is different from a CD recorder, if you want to make real DVDs.
But you can make a VCD with a CD recorder.
That's what I'm looking to do.
Yeah, the trick is knowing what the software out there is. I know Toast Titanium on the Mac can do it.
Nero does it, I'm pretty sure.
Roxio's PC program, Easy CD Creator Deluxe, probably can do it, but probably not the CD Creator that usually comes bundled.
You got to go with the gold version.
Yeah, upgrade to the Deluxe or gold version.
Because I have Nero on my computer now.
Yeah, you're looking for a menu that says VCD.
Okay.
To create a video CD disc.
And that should play on the newer DVD players?
Yeah, you can always burn one, see what happens. CDs are pretty cheap these
days.
There is that. It's a little hard to lose. You know, it's going to cost you, $0.50 or so to give it a shot.
You can buy 100 of them for, $30?
Yeah, you can buy them pretty cheap now.
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay.
Let us know how you make out.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Yep.
Thanks. Our next caller, Craig from Canastillo. Welcome, Craig.
Hi, thank you. I have a modem question for you.
Yeah.
When we're done using the internet and we disconnect, my computer or the modem, one or the other, doesn't seem to want to hang up. What could be causing that?
10 to 1 odds, it's a corrupt driver. In other words, it's not sending the ATH command.
Well, I thought about that.
Have you tried
it? The driver and put it back in. And
have you gone for an updated one?
Sorry?
Have you looked for an updated driver for that particular modem?
No, I haven't.
You might want to go up to the web and see if there is a update for it.
Okay.
I've also had a couple of clients where the modem got hit by lightning.
Yeah,
And won't hang up. Everything else works fine. It just won't hang up. So they just shut the computer down when they're done with the modem.
You're right.
And
or unplug. You can unplug it. That'll do it, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we've been doing. Well,
What operating system are you running?
Windows 98.
There is an update. To the dial-up adapter, yeah.
Dial-up
networking, dial-up, done. Right. It's a DUN update.
Yep.
You don't get it with the regular updates. You have to go search for it. That is also one of the things that it wouldn't hurt to check out.
Okay.
Do we have that in our links?
Probably.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Probably.
We've
mentioned it a few times.
Yeah, more than 100 times, actually, so...
But, yeah, that's something to check out. Down in Canisteo, you don't have any high-speed internet yet?
No, we don't.
Yeah, they're slowly working their way into the suburbs.
Yeah.
I've actually seen that Mount Morris and Dansville have Roadrunner available.
Yeah,
you can go to either one. DSL, you can always go in there and put in your phone number, and it'll tell you whether, it's in your area or the projected date that it might be coming.
Right.
And then you can eliminate the modem altogether.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's right. Going that way. I mean, used to be in my shop, I used to carry at least a dozen modems. Now I carry maybe one or two in the shelf and at least a dozen or so network cards.
Yep.
Right.
But that's a couple of things to try.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Our next caller, Ed from Rochester. Welcome, Ed. What's your question?
Hi. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. I just upgraded to Windows XP Pro. And I'm generally happy with it. One of the problems I have is when I boot up, when I log into my workstation, this is at home, I get a flashing DOS screen entitled command.exe. Flashes on and off, on and off, on and off. I have to get into either Windows Explorer and go down to the Windows System 32 directory and delete the file so it will stop flashing. But then it reappears again when I reboot.
What virus program are you running?
I have a program called AVG.
And when was the last time you updated it?
About 3 days ago.
I would suggest you try another program.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a classic virus.
Yeah. Because what did you pay for AVG?
It's their free version.
Like I said,
and it's worth every penny you pay.
I had Norton for a long time, and I actually like this one better. But
they're not because it's free.
Yeah.
Their updates aren't going to be as good as a paid service,
or as expensive.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
One more question, if you have a moment.
Go
sure,
ahead.
Go ahead.
I just purchased an MX400 video card, Evo Cairo 64 megabyte 4X. Mm-hmm. AGP video. And when I try to run, my son tries to run some of his games, his mm-hmm. older games.
Right.
I get a lot of flicker and wavering in the
yeah,
game.
Because 10-to-1 odds, the card wasn't designed to work with that particular game.
Yeah, gotcha. Unfortunately, what happens is a lot of the older games had proprietary drivers of their own for all the video cards that were known at the time the game came out.
Okay.
They don't work with newer cards very well.
Or you've
you may
go
be
to
able
website.
To find an update at
their
website.
Website.
Mm-hmm.
I looked, I couldn't find it. I'm ready to drop my old 3DFX Voodoo 3000 back in there. So
there you go.
Or
you
know, the second machine for games.
Well, right. I could do that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Right. Our next caller, Dick from Arundecoid. Welcome, Dick. What's your question? Dick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's your question?
Well, I have a... compact laptop that came loaded with quite a bit of software. One of the things, now I hadn't used it for a long time, but I tried using Quicken Basic 99.
Right.
I didn't register it immediately, and after using it a few times, it said I only have a few usage remaining, unless I register.
Right, you got to register it.
Right, well, I tried.
Yeah, but it's 99. It's
That's right.
Years
I tried
old.
Registering on the internet.
They won't.
It wouldn't do it.
Right.
Then I used the toll-free number that they gave me.
Right.
And when I called that toll-free number,
they laughed at
me. It was no longer in existence.
Right.
To you to
upgrade.
Well, to use www.intuit.com.
Or quicken.com takes you straight
to the intuit.com.
Right.
I did this. I found a registration screen, and it lists the different issues, and it says on that screen, there is no way to register this edition.
They're right.
So is there anything I can do now so that the program won't die after 10 uses?
I'm sorry. The mm-hmm. problem is it's 3 years old,
right.
And the company has stopped supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't register it. The best you can do at this point is buy the new version. I'm sorry. I wish there was something I could tell you, but there's really no way around it. There used to be cracks out on the net, but...
Sometimes if you uninstall it and reinstall it, you'll get another 50 uses or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, they...
But that's not going to do you a lot of good either.
I can't anyhow, because it was preloaded.
Right.
And I have to, wipe out everything and then restart the whole computer.
Right. Right. I am sorry. I have no answer for you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thanks very much. I enjoy your program, by
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, Amelia, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites 1180 WHAM.
It's Red Wings baseball on WHAM. Rochester takes on Scranton tonight at 6:45, only on Rochester's sports leader, 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Because sometimes kidney patients have to choose between buying medicine and paying utility bills. Because 1 in 9 American adults has kidney disease and most don't know it. And because doctors need to know the latest techniques for treating patients suffering from kidney disease. Local kidney patients and their families need you to donate your car to the National Kidney Foundation and make your car a kidney car. To donate, just call the National Kidney Foundation at 1-800-488-CARS and the National Kidney Foundation does the rest. They offer free towing, and you may be eligible for a tax deduction. Your donation funds local education programs, patient services, and local kidney disease research.
Make your car a kidney car. Cars that save lives.
Make a difference in the lives of local kidney patients. Make your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-488-CARS.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
We're back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Amelia Francesco.
Reticent Rob Linton is on the buttons, and we're taking your calls at all the numbers.
He does talk, folks. It's just he's very shy.
He just really, it's a Tourette's thing. He doesn't say anything we'll let him put on the air.
You got to listen to him, maybe 15 minutes. You will hear him do the news. So, we do, This is not pre-recorded.
He's looking up Tourette's now. Eventually, I'm going to be in some trouble here. We're going to take our next call, which is Walt from Greece. Welcome, Walt. What's your question?
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
Not too bad. But
I was to say, who walked in?
Pardon?
Yeah, right. Who let him get past that gentleman thing? We normally don't like that, but...
Okay, very good. Well, my problem is I have a three-button mouse I installed.
Yeah?
And, well, came in with a floppy, installed it. It didn't seem to work right on Netscape. So I uninstalled and reinstalled.
Mm-hmm.
And it still didn't seem to work right on Netscape. What I'm referring to is like if I enabled the middle mouse, the middle button,
yep.
I'd get that up and down arrow thing.
Right.
Yeah, so it didn't do work well with that. Well, then I went to the website, found new drivers and software, loaded it onto a floppy. It was just, you know, just enough space.
Right, yeah.
Well, then I wanted to uninstall it so I could install this new software and drivers.
Mm-hmm.
I got the message that the uninst.isu document is not valid or the data is corrupted.
Right.
And uninstall will not continue.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to look in under my computer and saw in the folder that the UN, that document is still there, but obviously then it must be corrupted.
One thing you might want to try to do is if you first got the old software,
yes,
try reinstalling that.
Well, I tried that, and it didn't take.
Then you got a problem in the registry.
Okay, the problem, that's what we thought.
Yeah, RegClean might clean that out for
okay.
you.
Okay.
Because it'll look for stray or pointers that no longer go anywhere.
Okay.
You might want to try running that and then try running the updated drivers.
And there is a link to that on our fact list.
Oh, okay, RegClean. Well, I do have that.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm running Windows 98 SC
mm-hmm.
also. We were also wondering, though, could we just go to the website and just download the new stuff, the new software and drivers right on top of what we have?
Sometimes the installers are smart enough to remove the previous version first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not always.
No guarantees.
Okay. Because the only other issue, too, is that when I put it on a floppy, this was a compressed file. And you couldn't look into it, and I could not open it.
Yeah, the compressed installers are usually just all self-contained programs and don't have all the subfiles for you to look at.
Oh, okay. So I might be able to just use the floppy and try to do it. Would you suggest to use the floppy and try to put in the new software and drivers?
Try downloading it right to the machine and run it from there.
Go right from the website to the machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next caller, we're going to stick in Greece, but now we're going to talk to Bob. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
I thought Greece you slide through.
My wife has an iMac, and they were using it yesterday during the day. They turned it off, and then they tried to turn it back on last night, and it wouldn't start up.
How far does it get?
Nothing.
The light doesn't come on, the screen doesn't light up.
Right.
No startup time.
Power supply.
But
well, you've already checked that everything's plugged in tight.
Yeah,
wait, I started up
today. Everything. But today it works.
Whoa.
How old an iMac is it?
Probably 3 years.
Probably the battery.
Okay.
There's an internal battery that keeps track of your date and time and monitor settings and all that stuff when it's powered down and unplugged. One of the symptoms of a dead battery, the more common symptom, is your date and time get messed up.
Okay.
But with everyone having internet access now and network time servers, you may not notice that your date and time is messed up because it gets fixed all the time. Another symptom of a dying battery is this black screen. You hit the power button and it never boots up. And then you try it again later, and it might, because the battery's built up enough charge to recharge it.
Okay. I told her I thought it might be the battery, but she says, no, it can't be the battery.
Well, that black screen boot is a common symptom of a dying battery.
All right.
Shockingly, this one time, you were right.
Well,
depending on how...
I still wouldn't be right.
Depending on how comfortable you are with tools, you can open the bottom case, take the battery out, put it on a meter. It should be 3.6 volts.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okie doke, sure. Thank you. Our next caller, Brian from Rochester. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Yeah, I lost my CD-ROM and my CD-ROM burner when I hit my computer. It doesn't even show up on the screen anymore. It used to show up in the D drive and then the E drive.
Mm-hmm. And they were two different devices?
Yeah.
And they're both gone?
Yep.
Do they show in the BIOS summary screen when you turn the computer on?
I don't believe so.
Were they on the same chain? That is to say, the same ribbon?
Geez, I don't know.
Yeah, what you might want to try to do is this. Open up your case with the machine off, of course, but still plugged in. Open up the machine and find the cable. If they are on the same cable, make sure that cable is plugged in correctly to the motherboard. It could have worked loose.
Okay, now I can... CD-ROM will open and close. I can put a CD in there.
So the power to there.
And there's a red light on the CD burner.
Yeah, there's two connectors on the back. One for power, one for data. And apparently the power one is still connected nice and tight. But the data one might have worked its way loose.
So it may be just loose. If you're lucky, it's loose at one end or the other.
Because normally, if it'll find it, when it's booting up, all of a sudden you'll get this black screen and there's a rectangular box up at the top.
Uh-huh.
If you hit the pause key, you'll usually see it'll sit there and say it found this hard drive and this floppy and these devices as far as the CD-ROM drives.
There's also some machines will put a logo in front of that screen, so you never see the BIOS summary screen. You might actually need to go into your BIOS and look at see what it's detecting.
Right. The other if it's not that, then it is very possible that maybe one of the recent lightning strikes or whatever caused the problem. But start there. No point in borrowing trouble until we know what happened.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Our next caller, Joe from Fairport. Welcome, Joe. What's your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the guy from that was having a problem with the Quicken.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I supporting the Quicken and my products. Thanks.
You're breaking up here, Joe. I don't understand a thing you just said.
Okay, forget it. I'll call back later.
Okay.
Sorry.
I kept cutting out. Yeah.
He kept cutting out. I apologize.
I think he had an answer for the Quicken 99.
Yeah, if we can't hear him, it's not really an answer.
I think he was
call
on
back,
hands-free
Joe.
Phone. Yeah. And it was
Our next caller is Jim from Sodus Point. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Hey, gurus.
Hi there.
I really want to complain about our news taking you off Friday night.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jim, you're preaching to the choir here. What you need to do is to write Ed Battaccio at ebattaccio@ournews.com or call them. There's nothing
we can really do here. This is nothing to do with Wham, and
it's nothing to do with Wham.
And it should be viewed in a whole different format.
God bless you. You're preaching to the choir, but you're talking to the wrong people. You need to talk to the folks at Our News. Our next caller is Ed from Naples. Welcome, Ed. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is a problem with my office computer. It's a Dell. It's about 2 years old.
Yeah.
It's a CD burner.
Yeah.
I put a disk in. It doesn't even recognize it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a friend of mine told me it has something to do with the antivirus program, which is Norton. And if I disable Norton, then it recognizes.
What version
of Norton? And did that work?
Pardon?
Did that work?
It worked, except now I'm vulnerable.
What version of Norton are you running?
Yeah. It came with the computer, but it updates it about every week.
Yeah, but are you running like 2000, 2002 of Norton?
Ooh, it came with the computer. I didn't,
you might need a program update.
Yeah, you should probably go, if you're not running 2002, go to 2002. It's far more stable with all these CD burners coming out.
Okay, so you think it's the virus program and not the burner program?
Right.
What's probably happening is you can configure your antivirus software to scan every disk as you insert it. So it's probably trying to scan the CD and isn't being able to for some reason.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okie doke, thanks.
Thank you.
We got about a minute and a half. John from Henrietta, what's your question, John?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
Question for you. I'm having a problem when I go into I'm running XP, and it just started yesterday in my favorites and a lot of different other sites that I use. It goes when I click on my favorites and I go like to MSNBC or like the lottery page. It says this page cannot be found. And it's been doing that since a couple days ago, and I was just wondering if you knew.
Does it happen with every site?
No, not every site.
Are you running GuardDog?
No, not at all.
Because sometimes if you got like a NetNanny or one of these programs, it can block certain sites.
Okay, I don't even have that on my. No one else uses my computer.
What virus program are you running?
Pardon me?
What virus program
Norton?
And what version? 2002?
I don't really know it, I'll tell you the truth.
And has it been updated?
Wait, Norton Antivirus 2002, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
You might want to check your, in the Internet Explorer, tools, options, check your security settings and see if you...
Yeah, everything's fine and there's no password on it.
Okay.
And going back to...
You know what the funniest thing is that on certain sites when I go into my favorites...
Yeah?
Even though it says this page is not found and... Sometimes what it does, it will come up without anything on it, but I could still get into it.
Okay, John, what it sounds like, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a little while, and we'll answer your question then, but we have to go now. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and Soundbites, 1180 WHM.
Hi, I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our store, conveniently located just off 490 at 793 South Goodman Street, or visit our website at microworks.com.
One quarter, two quarters, it's easy to throw away 50 cents. But what if you could use that 50 cents to buy some peace of mind for your family? You can by calling Matrix Direct Insurance Services. A 35-year-old man can get a quarter of $1 million term life coverage for less than 50 cents a day. A 42-year-old can get a $250,000 coverage for only 60 cents a day. Rates guaranteed 10 years. Call Matrix Direct now for some of the best rates in years from Protective Life Insurance Company, a respected insurer who's protected American families since 1907. The call is free, the quote is free, and you could save 50% or more on quality term life insurance. Call Matrix Direct now. 1-800-951-TERM. 1-800-951-TERM. Protective Value Term Policy at select preferred rates subject to underwriting. Term Life Insurance Form TL06. Premiums increase after 10 years. Renewable to age 96. 2-year contestable period. Ron Harris License Agent. Not available in some states.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Rochester's award-winning news team, recognized year after year. News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester.
A Clear Channel radio station.
If you're too gutless to get remarried, then you shouldn't be sleeping with them.
It's Dr. Laura.
I mean, it's a great pleasure, and it's a desire and a function of the body, and it's wonderful, and it's exciting, and it's stimulating. But, you know, dogs can do it, too. The thing that's special about humans is that we put something on it, like love, obligation, commitment. We don't just do it.
Advice for life and a lot of tough love. Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham!
Soundbites, America's longest...
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I am... It is so... I am so sorry that you cannot hear what goes on during the commercials. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Amelia Francesco.
Yeah, and I'm Rob Linton, and I just got dissed by Nick's daughter.
A 10-year-old.
A 10-year-old. Get her in.
She says, he's reading the news, and he goes, and it's cloud clear.
No precipitation, but it's clear.
And Amelia says, yeah, you can talk, but not very well.
No problem. So I'm here for
the joy of
He's
live news.
A professional.
News.
One
Do not
point
try
for
this
Amelia.
Well, unfortunately, now we have to go back to the phones. We're still talking to John from Henrietta. Favorites and other sites. Some of them can't find the pages.
Okay. For example, guys.
Yeah.
I got one of my sites up right now. It's silverscreenaussies.com.
Yeah.
My breeder's website.
Yeah.
For my dog.
Yeah.
And right now, the pictures, I can't see the pictures, but when I click on them, they have like a little X on the box.
Yeah.
But when I click on the picture, I can see it.
What version of Windows, what browser are you using?
I am using, let me see, where would I find that out?
Help About.
Pardon me?
Help. The help menu.
Okay.
And there should be an about.
Where's the help menu located?
Across the top where it says file, edit, view.
Oh, okay.
One of them should say help.
The last one is usually help.
I got it.
What version of, what browser are you running?
Let me see.
John?
I am looking.
If you click on the help menu,
yep.
It pulls down this little gray box,
okay.
And one of the choices in that box should be about.
The last about. Choice, usually.
That's what I'm looking for.
The bottom one, the last one?
When I pull up the...
If you click on help, what do you see?
Where do I click on help, first of all?
Right, along the toolbar.
The menu bar at the very top
the
of the screen.
Oh, the toolbar in my...
File, edit, view, favorites, tools,
yeah,
help.
I got it right here.
Okay, click on help, and it drops down a box.
And it says about Internet Explorer.
Yes.
Great, click
there
on that and tell us what it says.
Version 6.0.
Excellent. All right, now click on... Now, I want you to write this down, because we're not going to take the time to have you do this while
I'm
we sit
I'm actually
here.
Recording it.
Great, so, click the tools button and go to Internet Options, the tools
Internet
menu.
Options.
The tools menu, go to Internet Options.
Okay.
Go to Advanced. You'll see a bunch of choices, accessibility,
right
browsing,
there.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Down toward the bottom, you'll see multimedia. One of the choices in there is show pictures. That's probably not clicked for some reason.
Multimedia. Where
if
would that be again?
Click that. You're taping it, luckily, so you can go back and listen to this.
Okay.
You find the show pictures and make sure that's checked. We really have to move on to somebody else now, John. Give that a try and let us know if it works. Our next caller is Ken from Rochester. Welcome, Ken. What's your question?
Okay. I have a problem when I go to purchase online.
Yes?
I tried to order McAfee online. When I go through it, mm-hmm. And I get to the part where I'm going to purchase it, and it goes to the next screen. It doesn't show up. It goes that it can't open or can't find.
What version of Internet Explorer are you using?
Okay, let's see. I'm not really at home right now. So.
Okay, what you've got to do is check to see what version you're using, because a lot of these sites, you know, because you are going to be doing credit card information,
right,
has a higher encryption code.
Okay.
So you want to make sure that you're doing like 128-bit encryption.
Okay.
So you might want to check, again, same as we told the last person, go to the help about and get up to at least version 5.5 or higher in Internet Explorer. If you're using Netscape, go to version 6 because that all supports the higher encryption code, which is needed to go to some of these sites if you're going to give out credit
and
information.
It also
well,
tells
I know I'm using higher than 128 already.
128 is as high as you can go.
Okay. Well, when I get home, I'll give it a check.
Yeah, it's 128-bit encryption. That's not the amount of memory you have or disk space or anything else. It's the encryption standard inside the browser.
Okay, what is your website again?
It's soundbites.org. That's bytes with a Y.
Okay.
And you can get there and vote. And
right off the
and
WHAM 1180. If you go to WHAM1180.com, you go over on the left-hand side, you'll see our three scary faces. And you can click on that and go to it.
All right, thanks.
Which we will be updating to more professional.
What?
Photos.
Oh, the photos. Yes. Our next caller, talking about the website.
No, that already is professional.
Darn right
it
is.
But the photos are...
By definition.
Are kind of chopped up.
Yeah, they are. Our next caller is Dominic from Rochester. Welcome, Dominic. What's your question?
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
I have an iOmega Zip CD burner. It's about a year and a half old, and within the past few days, my computer's been locking up on me. It just freezes. And I'm getting two indicator lights on my burner. But there's no disk in there. The two red lights is if it's burning a disk or trying to access a disk.
And what virus program are you running?
Norton Utilities.
No, what antivirus program?
Oh, I'm sorry, Norton.
And it's updated?
Yes.
You're saying that the machine locks up and the two, when it locks up, the two lights on the burner go on.
Yeah, and it'll do it on a right, right as it's loading Windows 98. It'll do it on a boot, too, or once it...
If you boot in safe mode, does that happen?
No.
In that case, you may have a corrupted zip driver.
Well, no, they won't even load in safe mode.
That's what I'm saying. Since it won't load, he's not having the problem.
But the false thing... And this is why, you know, we keep harping on viruses.
Yeah.
The one thing, folks, it updates. What I always like folks to do is start up, whether it's McAfee or Norton, start it up and verify that the date on the DAT files are the current date. Because both programs will tell you, no, these DAT files are over, if it's more than 7 days, then you haven't updated.
Yeah, but they don't give you a nice big box in the middle of the screen that
says nice.
That. That'd
be nice. But in this particular case, Dominic, if when you boot in safe mode, it doesn't, you don't have the problem, then it is likely a corrupted driver. So boot into safe mode, uninstall the zip drive, the CD burner, the iOmega burner, and make sure it's completely removed. And that should also get rid of the driver. After you do that... Then reboot the system without this thing plugged in, just to verify that it works without it.
Okay.
Then shut it all down, plug it back in, restart up, and install again.
Or download
now,
newer drivers.
Before you do that, you might want to check to see if iOmega has newer set of drivers up there. Okay. It may just be a corrupted driver, but as long as you're going through all this other folder all, you might as well see if there's a newer version.
Okay.
Okie doke.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Before we go on to our next set of calls, let's talk about what goes on at the Soundbites website, shall we?
A heck of a lot of stuff.
A heck of a good idea. One of the Soundbites, as we said, you can get there by going to wham1180.com, going down to the lower left, clicking on our faces. That will lead you to our website at soundbites.org. One of the things that we do on our website is have a poll every week. And you can vote there, then go to my website, asknick.com, and give your opinion. We're going to take a quick break now. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, not-so-reticent Rob Linton, on the buttons, Amelia and Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hey, Bob, it's noon. Let's go. Lunch, you know.
Can't. I need a new car, and I've got to get to John Holt's.
Are you nuts? You know how Niedermeyer is. 1 hour.
Relax. The pizza will be here in a half hour. I'm going online at johnholtz.com. And... check it out.
Ah, 500 new cars to choose from. Acura, Audi, BMW, Honda,
calls.
Land Rovers, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche.
And finding the car for you at johnholtz.com could never be easier. All I have to do is fill out these few lines. Boom. By this time tomorrow, I'll have an aggressive quote on the car I'm looking for.
But what if you don't want to buy new?
No problem. I click here, and johnholtz.com finds me the exact used car I'm looking for.
Wow. Year, make, model, color? Hey, do you think johnholtz.com could hook me up with that timeshare in the Cayman Islands?
John Holtz brings you the world, pal, not fantasies.
You always knew John Holtz could bring you the world, and he just found a way to do it so you don't even have to leave your house. It's all at johnholtz.com. All you have to do is shop, click, buy, and drive. All at johnholtz.com.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge coolants water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99,
including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you, it's what you can do to your computer.
Head to the Rochester's WB16 East End Nightlife Festival and get your free WB16 card. Good for discounts and prizes. Plus, pick up a commemorative East End Fest mug and support the Salvation Army with WHAM and WRWB-TV. Rochester's WB16. See over 20 bands, get free parking, and free admission. There are more things to do than ever before. The Rochester's WB16 East End Nightlife Festival is Friday, July 19th and is produced in association with our friends at Verizon Wireless and Dorsal Toyota.
Celebrate 80 years of what George Eastman called Wham!
From the 1180 spot on every dial, this is one of America's great radio stations.
WHAM and its contribution to music.
True stories of the New York State Police.
Rochester Telephone Corporation connects you with Melody Lane.
Join us for the Wham! 80th Anniversary Special. Thursday night at 8 on News Radio 1180. WHAM! Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's true. You know, I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Neil Francesco.
And Reticent Rob Linton back on the phone.
Yeah, he won't. Yeah,
he spoke once and he threw the mic away. He's still sweating.
That was your chance, ladies.
He's shaking. He's sweating. He was actually on the air. We're going to go back to the phones in a minute. Let's finish.
Your daughter's
what we were
got
talking.
Him focusing on his words now.
That's exactly right. He's nervous now. We're going to go back to the website for just a moment. At our website, soundbites.org, we have a poll every week. This week's poll directly relates to our news story about Outlook Express, everything else. It says, I'm beginning to lose faith in Outlook as a safe male client. I asked this about 2 years ago. We asked the same question.
Oh,
votes are running about 80% yes and about 20% no. If you've done that, you can then stop over to my website, asknick.com, and give your opinion about this poll. Don't forget, when you're at our website, if you scroll down, Eugene,
ooh,
you can find a link to the forums. And
a lot of other information.
And a lot of other information. We have a forum. If you join the forum, please let us know what town and state you come from. Now, we don't want to know your address. We don't want
so
any of that stuff. Just the town and state, just so we can stick a pin in our map. And CathC7 was the last person registered. We have 808.
Over 800 folks.
We have a guest book. And, of course, if you scroll down even farther, you get a link to the Soundbite store where you can buy stuff to show your love for Soundbites and us and Rob. We're going to have a blank white T-shirt that's the reticent Rob Linton.
Or we can just put, you know, one of those dotted lines for a cutout of a face. And put it in there. This would be Rob if he showed up for the photo.
Exactly. Our next caller is Les from Brighton. Welcome, Les. What's your question?
Hello to the four of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great show. I just went to a new system running Windows XP.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past...
You are dangerous, Les.
I know that. And I, in the past, any operating system I've run, as you know, Dave, I religiously try to clean out the temp folder.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out where that is here. It looks like it's in Windows temp. Is that correct?
Well, believe it or not, XP, you don't have to worry about the temp files.
Okay.
It does a pretty good job of doing house cleaning itself. They've eliminated that issue.
You still will get some when it comes to certain programs that you run, and so you will find those probably in Windows Temp. But the reason there's so few of them is because XP itself does a decent job of cleaning itself up.
That's good to hear, because what I was concerned, I noticed there were two folders called Cookies and History, and I didn't think I wanted to delete the folders.
Question for you, though. Right. How's your JAWS running with this?
Well, I ran into some problems and this is why I asked. I had a couple of crashes because JAWS was having trouble with my video card.
Mm-hmm.
And what I had to do was apparently there were OEM video drivers. I had to go out to the website and get different ones.
Okay.
And then I was able to get it installed.
Okay.
Good. Excellent.
So that's running pretty well.
Good.
The other question I had was related to virus programs. I'm becoming disenchanted with Norton. And I'm wondering if you guys are familiar with a program called AVG from GRISoft.
That is a freebie less, and you're going to get what you pay for.
Okay, now
I would, if you're disheartened with Norton, try giving McAfee a buzz, you know, or a try. You know, Nick and I both have been using McAfee, I think, since day one. You know, that's all they do. I mean, that's all McAfee's business is viruses. Whereas Norton, that's just one of many products that they produce.
Okay.
So give them a try before going to a freebie. Because, again, you know, their AVG is good, but I don't think they're going to be on top of viruses as much as, you know, what you pay for.
Well, they do have a pro version, although they talk about an advanced interface, but... Again, I don't know what that means, and I don't know that it would work well with speech access anyway.
Yeah, and I, you know, and again, you have to worry about, you know, the Ruby shoes and the rest of them, and whether it's going to conflict with that. So, I would definitely check into the McAfee.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Thanks.
Our next caller is Pete from Chilai. Welcome, Pete. What's your question?
Hello. Good afternoon. Last December, I purchased a NetVista 822P IBM computer, and it came with Windows XP installed. And everything was running fine, but whenever I try to load another third-party software on there, like, let's say, a tax program, I keep on getting an error message that says, Snapshot Scheduler Wizard has encountered a problem and needs to close. And we're sorry for the inconvenience, and it asks me if I want to send the error report. When I use the feature in there that allows me to go back previous to that installation, the problem goes away.
It sounds like there is a problem with the Snapshot Scheduler Wizard.
Is it designed for XP?
The software
it
you're
came,
installing?
I didn't add that.
No, the software you're trying to install.
Yeah, the software you're trying to install, is that XP compatible?
It says it is. And let's just forget about that. When I went up to the website, to the IBM website, and I even went to the Microsoft website, there was a bunch of patches that were downloaded.
Right.
You know, upgrades to XP itself. This
right.
Snapshot Scheduler Wizard message started happening after I installed those patches also.
Yeah, see, the man, Microsoft has been having a lot of trouble with their patches. If you have a plain vanilla generic system, the patches work great. But with a lot of the systems that Microsoft's that are beginning to install XP, with people like IBM who make some changes, Dell makes some changes on some of their models, Gateway makes some changes, suddenly the generic updates don't work very well and are damaging machines. Have you called IBM specifically about this problem?
No, I haven't.
I suspect that you're not the only person having this trouble, particularly after a certain set of updates. So I would make contact with the folks at IBM and talk to them about your problem. I'll bet they've got a patch available or a fix for whatever this is, because one thing you got to say about the folks at IBM, they're generally very, very good about this sort of thing.
Right. Now, is this the fact that I keep on getting this little dialogue window up there, is that going to cause any problems?
No.
Well, it's not going to cause any problems in and of itself, but it probably does mean that you can't go back. You know, the snapshot program that lets you go back, in all likelihood, you can't.
Oh. Okay. Well, thanks, and I'll give IBM a call, and I'll see what they say.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Our next caller, Kim from Henrietta. Welcome, Kim. What's your question?
Actually, this is Andy from Henrietta.
Andy from Henrietta. What happened to Kim?
That's my wife, and she handed me the phone.
Oh, no, we want to talk. Not that we wouldn't like to talk to you, but put her back on. She called.
Well, she
is
might
it,
not be.
Is it her problem or yours?
Right. Did she make you call, Andy? Is that what this is about?
Yeah.
One of those, honey, call the computer people right now.
Absolutely.
I'm dialing the phone. Good for you, Kim.
And then hands the phone to you.
Good yep. for you, Kim. What's your problem, Andy?
I have a compact that's running Windows 98.
Yeah.
I have MSN for my ISP.
Yeah.
And when I try to print something from when I'm online, it'll print one page, and then it'll give me an error that says a spool 32 error. And I've got to basically back all the way out of the Internet, shut the machine down, and bring it back up to get it to work again. Is there a setting or something that I can change? So
is it an HP printer?
It is a Procera compact printer.
Spool 32s are usually caused by... have you tried updating the drivers?
No, I have not.
You might want to do that because that's most spool 32 printer errors are due to a corrupt print driver.
Okay.
And what you might want to do is try going up to the web, see if there's an update for there. If there's not, you want to uninstall the printer and try reinstalling.
Okay. Have you tried printing one page at a time and see if it works for all the pages?
It will print one page, and then it'll give me the error, spool 32. Mm-hmm.
So if you say print page 1-to-1...
Oh, I haven't done that.
And then print page 2-to-2, see if you can print one page at a time.
Okay.
The other thing you might do is clear out the spool. If you go to the Start button and select Search, or Find, depending on which version of Windows you have, look for put in the term spool... you should find a folder. I believe it's under System 32, but I don't remember. That's why I'm saying you should search for it. And then open up that folder and delete what's in there.
The problem that happens is websites have a lot of pretty graphics and fancy stuff on it. And most of the inkjet printers now have no memory in them. So it's relying on your computer to do all the processing.
Okay.
And if it gets a lot of this extra stuff left in the spool queue, it may have trouble printing it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okie doke, thank you. We're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Amelia, and Nick Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
It's sports and opinion. It's Bob Matthews, weeknights at 6 on Rochester's Sports Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
What the hell are you doing, Melissa?
It's Dr. Laura.
You've already got potential in-laws who aren't happy. You've got a guy who's in the midst of turmoil. Is this bringing happiness and peace and security to your children?
No, I guess not.
You have no right to a love life. You have no right to a sex life. You only have a big responsibility.
Advice for life and a lot of tough love. Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I knew finding the right home equity loan wouldn't be easy, so I went to LendingTree, filled out one simple form, and got four offers back within hours. Okay. Actually, that was kind of easy.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
You could sail out to a scenic spot and drop anchor.
Then crack open a few crustaceans.
You grab on like this.
Oh!
As you watch the setting sun get swallowed up by the giant sea. Or you could just come in for Red Lobster's Summer Festival of Crab, where you'll find the bottomless bucket of crab, all the hot, steamy snow crab legs you can eat. Now, we know a visit to Red Lobster isn't exactly the same as a beach vacation, but we're a lot less expensive.
The bottomless bucket of crab at Red Lobster.
Mom, can I stay up until 3 a.m. and watch TV?
Of course you can, hon. If you brush your teeth first.
That's a bad decision, Cheryl.
We're here at the GM Center for Good Decision Making, where we help ordinary people make good decisions. The toothbrushing was okay.
Partial credit for the toothbrushing.
It's our hope here at the center that when it comes time to buy a used car or truck, people will make the right decision with GM-certified used vehicles. Each one gets a 100-plus point inspection, bumper-to-bumper limited warranty, even a 3-day 150-mile satisfaction guarantee, all from the GM brand you trust. Cue the boy.
Mom, can I stay up until 3 a.m. and watch TV?
Of course you can, hon. When you move out.
There you go, Cheryl.
GM Certified Used Vehicles. The right way, the right car.
Now all qualified buyers can get 4.9% GMAC financing on 1997 through 2002 Blazer, Trailblazer, Jimny, Envoy, Bravada, Malibu, Grand Am, Sentry, and Alero. See your participating GM Certified dealer for details and take delivery by July 31st, 2002. Length of finance contract limited. Dealer participation may affect consumer cost.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You know, when your own announcer insults you and we all just sit here and nod our heads, you know something's wrong. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Amelia Francesco.
Rob Litton just said his name. All right. As long as he doesn't have a mic on, he'll talk to anybody anytime. Not a problem. And we are taking your calls. I think you just gave the numbers. I'll give them again anyway. 222-1180. If you're outside the 585 area code, it's 800-295-1180. That's on the Choice 1 toll-free line. And if you're a Verizon Wireless customer, it's Star 1180.
Yeah, we had a caller last week, Jason, that called about a computer issue and that. And, Jason, if you happen to call, if you would, give me a call on Monday at my shop, 442-4843. You had an issue there, and I'd like to talk to you about it further.
Okay, our next caller here is Lee from Rochester. Welcome, Lee. What's your question?
Hi. Actually, I don't have a question. My dad keeps telling me to listen, and I'm trying to learn today, but a guy called many calls ago, and he couldn't purchase through the Internet.
Right.
And it sounded like he had the right version, so I'm going to tell you, I bet his cookies are on. That's my big big addition for the day.
You know what, Lee? God bless you. That's a brilliant idea, and why didn't we think of it?
Probably because you guys are so smart.
Yes.
That's why I wish we had some giveaways.
She's also polite. We need to give something to Lee. That's exactly right. Answer of the week. Somebody calls in with a good answer, we should give him something.
Yeah. We got to talk to Jeff.
We're going to talk to Jeff, and we'll have to start that. But thank you, Lee. It's absolutely right. If the caller's cookies are turned off, then at some point when you try to get to the page where you can buy stuff, most places won't let you. That was Ken from Rochester who had that problem. That's brilliant, Lee.
Well, no problem, but I'm going to sit back and listen because you guys have a lot to offer.
Thank you so much. That's what
we
like to hear.
It's
the first group of you doesn't actually look like us.
We got to put a note next to there. And Lee, if you keep listening to us each week, like I say, maybe we can come up with something that, for calling in and, making a suggestion for a previous caller.
That's exactly right, doggone. It's a good idea. Thanks, Lee. Our next caller, of course, did we get her phone number or name or something?
No,
did we send her something? No. Okay, our next caller is Bob.
She's going to be a faithful listener,
That's
she's
right.
going to listen each week, and we can just talk. We know who it is.
That's exactly right. Our next caller is Bob from Rochester. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Yes, good job, guys.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding, resources.
Okay.
We keep the computer on for, days at a time.
Sure.
And my resource, when I go to my computer, click right and go to properties and go into performance, I've even gotten to a point, sometimes there was a -7% free, which is hard to believe, but it doesn't seem to be rejuvenating itself, so I have to always restart.
Has there been a problem with your system?
Not really. It seems to be running fine.
The deal with the resources is it's a little 64. What version of Windows are you running?
Yeah, that's what
Windows 98.
It's a 64K area of memory. And what
memory
it,
leak.
Right. And what it does is it keeps track of things. That you, the more windows you open and close, all those open window pointers are kept in this system heap area, this resource area.
Mm-hmm.
All the fonts that you load, pointers are kept in the system heap. All the icons on your desktop pointers are kept in the system heap. So the more of that stuff you do, the more that memory fills up. Now, the idea is, whenever you open and close a window, when you close a window, that pointer space is supposed to be given back. Windows has never been very good at doing that through about 100 different versions. Nobody's managed to fix that. And that's called memory leak. So every once in a while, you have to reboot.
Okay.
It's usually more than every few days, though.
It's
every...
Yeah, if it's taking you a few days, you know, you've got a heck of a system there. Don't touch anything.
Yes, okay. They found an answer for it. It's called Unix, or as Steve would say,
a Mac. Right, a Mac or Linux. The Windows 2000 and XP fixed that by increasing the heap space. They didn't fix the problem. They just made it happen a lot later, you know,
taking longer
to happen. But there really is no fix for it other than rebooting every once in a while.
Okay, very good.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Our next caller, Steve from Geneva. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
The operating system's Windows 2000. I have reason to need to run a DOS app in a command window. Don't ask why.
Not my problem. Go ahead.
I have a USB device, and what I want to be able to do is name the port that the USB device is attached to as COM1, COM2, COM3. How do I do that under Windows 2000?
You want to take a USB device and tell it that it's a COM port?
Yep.
Why?
Because I can actually make it work that way.
There,
with a DOS window.
Well, there are a number of devices that you can purchase that if it's actually a USB device that you're trying to hook up, that you can hook to a COM port.
I want to go the other way. What I've got is it's a little USB printer.
Right, and you want it to pretend to be a COM printer.
Right. I know that it happens when I plugged in a USB modem.
Right.
And set that up. It actually appears as COM1.
Right. What you need to do is find that program that you run.
Yes.
Right-click on it and select Properties. I don't have a 2000 box in front of me, so I'm doing this from memory.
Okay.
But in that properties list, you'd be shocked at the number of things you can set in there. Take a look through all of the choices on all of the tabs and see what you might be able to do. Like I said, I don't have a 2000 box in front of me, and I apologize. But that sort of stuff is certainly within the realm of possibility. I don't remember what all you can do, but there's an amazing amount of stuff in there. Give that. Let us know.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I wish I had a 2000. The problem is you can't have enough versions anymore.
We'd have to have this whole room filled with different machines.
Exactly right. Our next caller is Bill from Rochester. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Hello, gentlemen.
Who came in?
Doing a great job.
Thank you.
Close the door.
Are you calling from inside a garbage can, Bill?
No. Why?
Okay. Go ahead.
Speakerphone?
No.
Okay. Wow. Okay,
that's
go
a
ahead.
Weird phone.
Great acoustics.
Go ahead. What's your question?
I had recently purchased an Ethernet card, and I installed it into my computer. But after I installed it, I noticed that my zone alarm, once I get onto the Internet, doesn't allow me, or there's a big red X. There was a big X. Apparently, there might have been an intruder, and the big red X eventually got off of the section there that was identifying it. But then I wasn't able to get onto the Internet anymore. It said in the load QM, it says illegal operation. And then also I checked that off, and iExplorer said illegal operation. And then it says Rundell 32, illegal operation.
All right. We have to go back to Dave's favorite question.
What antivirus program are you running?
McAfee.
And has it been updated?
Yes, I do it every couple of weeks.
No. You can't do it every couple of weeks. There was a virus out there called Klez. And see, here's the thing, folks. All your virus folks have gotten very sophisticated in that they wait until Wednesday to send out these viruses. That's when the updates come out. So they've got a whole week to get that virus out there and infect your machine. Klaus was counting on that you hadn't gone and gotten the most recent update. And what it does is Klaus will then turn around, shut down McAfee, or if you're running Norton, AVG, any of them, and then literally infect your machine, and then it allows the other viruses to come in. Like a very popular one right now is JS No Close, which will open up their banners and everything else. So you've got to literally go into McAfee and see the date of your DAT files.
And you want to update every couple of days.
Uh-huh.
Right. If, in fact, you are updated and it's not a virus, you can fix it possibly. What version of Windows are you running?
98SC.
Go to the start button, click run, and type in SFC, which is short for System File Checker.
Mm-hmm.
That will check all of your stuff and see if indeed something needs to be updated. But you should do that after you run an updated antiviral scan.
Okay. I had someone that indicated to me that my Explorer program has been infected. So I went to Explorer on another machine, downloaded a version 5, and I loaded it onto my machine, and it still there was.
Yeah, but the problem is if indeed you have a viral infection, then it's corrupting the system as it's being reloaded.
And it won't allow, if you've got the CLES, it won't let you install programs until you get rid of CLES.
Right.
Because it stops you, it's trying to protect you from putting in any other programs
or updates. Right. And so you really need to check your antivirus first.
Okay.
Okie doke, thanks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Nearly Reticent Rob Litton, Amelia Francesco, and Nick Francesco on America's longest-running and greatest computer radio show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
I've got a question. Who is the number one selling Mitsubishi dealer in upstate New York? If you said Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport, you are right. For those of you who said, who cares? I bet I can make you care in just about 10 seconds. Here goes. Right now at Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport, any brand new 2002 Mitsubishi can be yours. With no down payment, no monthly payment for an entire year. Plus, you'll never pay interest. See? I knew you'd care. And I did it in 9. And on top of zero down, zero payments and zero interest forever. You ought to know that Carlisle became Upstate New York's number one selling Mitsubishi dealer because they are the finance aficionados. If there is any possible way to get you financed, Carlisle can and will. So, say it with me. When other dealers can't, Carlisle can. See how it works? I care. Now, you care. It's so beautiful. Now, get to the Too Good to Be True Mitsubishi July clearance event at Numero Uno Carlisle Mitsubishi on 31F in Fairport. Or log out to CarlisleAuto.com or call 586-8080 now.
Some buyers may not qualify.
Often people have tried to make things better by making them faster. For example, instant coffee or instant photos. But sometimes there are things you don't want in an instant, like instant therapists.
Hello, I'm Dr. Brindak. If it's all your mother's fault, that will be $150. Thank you.
Or instant bandage removal. But sometimes there are things that are really, really good in an instant, like winning $1 million. And with Double Eagle, the new instant game from the New York Lottery, you can do just that. Win $1 million instantly. In fact, Double Eagle gives you 12 chances to win, which just goes to show that somebody knew what they were doing when they came up with instant games. Because winning $1 million is much better than, let's say, instant vacations.
We're here!
Okay, that's it. Let's go home.
Double Eagle from the New York Lottery. good things happen in an instant.
Catch the official Mega Millions drawings every Tuesday and Friday night live at 11 p.m. on WOKR News Source 13. Watch the winning numbers as they come up. With jackpots so big, you're just going to have to dream bigger.
The historic downtown Cornhill District invites you to the 34th annual Cornhill Arts Festival. Saturday, July 13th and Sunday, July 14th. Families, visit the Wegmans Children Activity Area. Learn about fire safety at the Fire Safety House. Visit the Isaac Heating and Cooling Misting Van. See the RG&E Salute to Seniors. And Kodak's Picture Planet Interactive Digital Exhibit, Demonstration Lab, and Souvenir Photo Shop. The 34th annual Cornhill Arts Festival. Make sure you're there July 13th and 14th.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Ah, you already know you're listening to Soundbites, and you already know that I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Nick Francesco.
Rob Linton is on the buttons, and we are talking to Joe.
And he's playing shy.
And he's playing shy again. We're talking to Joe from Pittsburgh. Welcome, Joe. What's your question?
Great program.
Thank you.
I have Max G4 running OS 10, and I'm having a problem printing. Every once in a while, the printer will not receive signal from the computer, and it won't print. And I've spoken with HP, I've spoken with Microsoft, and they each blame each other for the problem. And I'm wondering if anyone there has an idea.
What model printer is it?
It's a new HP D135. It's an all-in-one unit.
And they have specific OS X drivers for it?
Yes. And I just downloaded their most current one.
Yeah, we've actually run into the same thing with an HP 1200. It just stops receiving jobs for no apparent reason.
Yeah, I have to reboot and turn the printer on and off again, and then it's okay. But
that's annoying.
It's very frustrating to have to go through that.
One of the things we've been running into is that OS X has got native support for several manufacturers' inkjet printers, but the PostScript driver is a little wimpy. The next version of OS X Jaguar, which should be announced next week at Macworld, has a completely redesigned PostScript engine, and we're hoping it's going to clear up a lot of these printing problems.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other problem I'm having in Word, when I print an envelope, sometimes it won't print certain letters. When I print a document, that, you know, there's no problem. But when I print an envelope, it may skip one or two letters. Everything else.
Does it leave a space where the letter should be, or just skip the letter completely?
And it does both. In some instances, it'll print only half the letter. Like if it's a W, it'll only print like half the W. Or it'll leave a space, or it'll print just part of the letter.
That sounds like another driver issue.
Yeah.
It's either a driver issue or a corrupted font issue.
That could be, too.
Which could also be killing the printer. If it's sending it corrupted font information...
Yeah.
Have you loaded any extra fonts beyond what the system comes with?
No.
And it wouldn't hurt to try to reload some of those.
Or rename that font that it's using, see if it'll default to something else, and see if you still get
the
problem.
Too.
I would suggest you try replacing the font folder from the... I don't know how you do that in a Mac, you know.
It's system library fonts.
Right, and then replace that folder with the original from the OS X CD or whatever, and see if that solves your problem. Because if you've got a corrupted font, that could explain a whole lot of things.
Especially if it's a common font like Helvetica or Times that everything uses.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is, a Helvetica.
Try a different font, see what happens. The other thing to look at is that Microsoft released a service pack for Office a couple weeks ago.
For the Mac?
Yes, for the OS X version of Office. And that might fix some of the specific Word problems.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our next caller is Frank from Rochester. Welcome, Frank. What's your question?
Hey, guys. Got a problem with a 566 megahertz E machine. Unfortunately, running ME. But
stay back, Dave.
I'm biting my tongue.
Amelia, take his microphone away.
Every once in a while, it's going to be replaced soon. Every once in a while,
not soon enough.
I know. Every once in a while, the machine freezes up. You can't do a control alternate delete. If you hit the power button, it does nothing. I have to unplug the power in the back and then unplug everything else in the back to get it to turn on again.
That's weird. Usually, with the momentary power switches on PC cases these days, if you press and hold for about 10 seconds, it will power down.
Shut down.
Okay. I have to pull out the keyboard.
What other programs are running, though, in the background, say, down the toolbar? Assist tray.
Nothing. Delete everything out of there.
Yeah, nothing
shut everything
puts an icon up. What if you don't unplug all the other devices?
Now, I do have a video card in there, an NVIDIA 16 megabyte card.
Yeah,
and when I use the shutdown, it doesn't shut down.
See, the problem,
a lot of little problems in it.
The problem with ME is a lot of companies didn't write drivers for that specific operating system.
Right.
They relied on 98, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Right.
And in this case, you're losing.
Yeah, unfortunately, part of the problem is that, in general, with Windows, unless you get a specifically tailored version from the manufacturer you bought the machine from, what you end up with are generic drivers. And if the parts that are in the machine are not exactly generic enough, an eMachine does use some less than ideal parts in their system, you often find that a particular version of Windows is not a good fit. And frankly, Microsoft is not expending a great deal of energy or effort on ME.
Oh, yeah.
If you have the opportunity to update to XP, would be your best bet.
And the memory, too.
Unfortunately, the motherboard won't take enough memory. It'll only take 256.
That's enough.
That's better.
I mean, it depends. Yeah. You know, if you're not doing video editing, 256 meg is enough for anything anybody would want to do regularly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go for the XP Home Edition.
No, you're good.
Then definitely. Thanks
Go for
a lot.
It. Thanks, Frank. Our next caller, Bert from Palmyra. Welcome, Bert. What's your question?
Hey, great show, guys. Amelia,
Thanks.
Too.
Thanks.
previous caller with the mouse problems in Netscape.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the car when I heard that part, but I didn't hear if he said what version. Just a thought. If he's a diehard Netscape 4.whatever user, even their latest, Netscape 4.7.9, is starting to get real hinky with newer stuff on the internet and so on and so forth. He might
Hinky, is that the technical term?
Oh.
Yep. If I don't remember, did we ask him if the mouse works okay in other programs?
No,
we didn't.
So it might just be his Netscape version. That's a very good suggestion.
That's an excellent suggestion,
6-0.
Bert.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you, Bert. See, Lee and Bert on the same show. This is the reason I love this show. People call in and save our little patooties.
Callers helping callers.
We're about done for another week. Before I go, I want to remind you to go to our website, soundbites.org.
Visit our store. Bye.
Buy stuff from our store. So far, we have 71 votes in the poll. When you're done with that, go to my website, asknick.com. Leave your opinion about Outlook and its security problems. Buy stuff at the store, and please join the forums. Tell us what city you're from, and tell us, join us. We're answering questions, asking questions, having a lot of fun, being rude all over the place. We're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, nearly reticent Rob Linton on the buttons, and our special guest star, Amelia Rose Francesco, for their able and magnificent answers this evening. I'm Nick Francesco. We will see you next week at 12. I won't.
She better correct you because it's afternoon, not evening.
That's exactly right. We'll see you next week here on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
More news, more often. Check in 3, 4, 5 times a day to the news leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM. Celebrate 80 years of what George Eastman called Wham!
From the 1180 spot on every dial, this is one of America's great radio stations.
WHAM and its contribution to music. true stories of the New York State Police.
Rochester Telephone Corporation connects you with Melody Lane.
Join us for the Wham! 80th Anniversary Special. Thursday night at 8 on News Radio 1180.
Hi, I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our store, conveniently located just off 490 at 793 South Goodman Street, or visit our website at microworks.com.
Here's Paul Masiasik, Executive Vice President of Real Lease Incorporated, the equipment leasing specialists.
We feel we are the equipment leasing specialists, but most importantly, we're really recognized by other companies as simply a company that helps other companies grow. It was an important aspect of our business to decide upon which media we were to use to raise the level of awareness of who we are as a company and what service we offered. A few years ago, we had an opportunity to meet Kevin Meath of Wham! Radio, and that was the start of a fabulous relationship that over 3 years has grown to a point where it has certainly accomplished the goals and objectives of the corporation to where this year we'll be celebrating our third induction in the Rochester's top 100 companies. So I'd encourage anyone who is basically considering a media to consider Wham! Radio.
To improve your business, call WHAM General Sales Manager Dan Guilfoyle at 454-4884, extension 117. Wham! Gets results.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Watch it later, read about it tomorrow, hear it now. News Radio 1180, WHAM Rochester.
A Clear Channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. A Senate vote is expected next week on tackling the corporate
first running computer show, brought to you by MicroWorks Direct Computers and Roadrunner Business Class. Saturday afternoons, 12:20 till 2 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Vanderstein. All the advantages of a new car for a used car price. Warranty, roadside assistance, scheduled maintenance on a used car. Sweet. It's Vanderstein Toyota's certified used. Vanderstein.